routinely included in children's nursery books up until the late 18th century, but then it quietly and mysteriously vanished. It had not been recorded in print anywhere since 1788. Then one night, as the Opie's nanny was tucking their children into bed, they overheard her reciting a nursery rhyme to them. It was, as you will have guessed, Browbender, exactly as set down in the 1788 version and with five lines never before recorded. Now what, you may reasonably ask, does any of this have to do with a book on the history and development of the English language in America? I bring it up for two reasons. First, to make the point that it is often the little unnoticed things that are most revealing about the history and nature of language. Nursery rhymes, for example, are fastidiously resistant to change, even when they make no sense, as in the case of Jack and Jill. With the children on an isolated Danish isle, they are generally passed from generation to generation with solemn precision, like a treasured incantation. Because of this, they are often among the longest surviving features of any language. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe is based on a counting system that predates the Roman occupation of Britain, and that may even be pre-Celtic. If so, it is one of our few surviving links with a